The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is Friday, folks. It is the 29th of September, 2017. And Regina, my board operator can't say your last name.
It's okay. Ambrosia.
Ambrosia, yeah. The website, ladies and gentlemen, dogsagainstfluoridation.com. That's dogsagainstfluoridation.com. Now, that picture that you have on your website.
Which one?
Well, the one with the dog.
Okay.
Sitting there with a mouse.
Dog on the computer. Okay,
yeah.
With the mouse, right?
Yeah. Where'd that picture come from?
That is the guy, Tom, who helps me with the website. That's his dog. That's his actual picture. So during the time, and if you go through the, you know, the website, you'll see other memes. That was his meme, and he had made that, and then we just used that.
Well, tell Tom he's got the exact same bowl that my kitties drink out of.
Aww.
But you know what? They don't drink fluoridated water. I give them reverse osmosis water. I switch up their diet. They get all kinds of good stuff. So I'm not worried about them getting their vitamins and minerals. But I don't have any cancerous cats. They don't have cavities.
And, hey, right?
And Regina, I mentioned to you, you know, what other adverse effects. Now, before break, you mentioned osteoporosis. Oh, that's kind of the hollowing out of the bones, but fluoride actually makes the bones brittle.
More brittle. That's correct.
And so, I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. You talk.
No, I forgot what I was going to say. Now, go ahead.
Oh, if you were asking me other consequences,
yes,
of having fluoride,
yes,
ingesting fluoride,
yes,
maybe,
yeah.
I was telling you a big one is the thyroid issue. Like I say, that's how they lowered people's thyroid when they were hyperthyroid in the 50s with fluoride tablets. And it was in the concentration of what they're putting in our water now. And so in America, one of the second, I believe it's the second, it was when I was looking at the studies, the second most held medication is for people with low thyroid, okay, hypothyroidism. And our country is overweight. I mean, the way the fluoride works, it displaces the iodine, and your thyroid doesn't work well. And I mean, young girls now, I mean, there's so many people that have thyroid issues. And it's a direct relationship from the fluoride in the water.
Well, and
that's just one of the things.
And I mentioned to you, what about all the people that are dying now of pancreatic cancer?
Sure.
If 50% of what you're ingesting, say, okay, 100% of this fluoride, your body does not give it up. It captures 50% of the fluoride coming into your body over a number of months and a number of years. the toxicity level in your body and the damage that it can do to other organs. That's not been properly studied, but this is just...
They don't want to study it. No, they don't want to study it. And the thing of it is people, this is why I was saying in Dallas, one of my 3 minutes was, it's environmental racism. Because Hispanic people and black people are disproportionately, like quite a bit, like 14 times more, they're susceptible to having toxicity problems with fluoride because it doesn't leave their body, and they tend to have kidney issues. So think about it. Your body is trying to filter all this stuff.
Well, now there is a way to get national attention with this issue. We have fluoride that's racist.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I'm going to push that. I did it, but I did it before the whole Black Lives Matter and all that, you know, like a couple years ago. But the point of the matter is, it's true. I mean, this is facts. And as we talked before, it leaches lead from the pipe. So you now have another toxin in your water because of the hydrofluorosilicic acid leaching the lead, which that's a known. There's no amount that's okay. And I'm a really passionate about the fact that they don't even vet they don't even check the contamination of the product, which varies, and they're supposed to do that. The city is in violation of what's it called, properly testing mm-hmm. all the hydrofluorosilicic acid before it's put in our water.
Yeah,
that's a big violation.
Now,
there's something else
in water, and that's chlorine, but chlorine gases off. It does not remain in the water.
I remember doing this one time, too, because I'm a cook, and you're absolutely right. Chlorine will dissipate. It'll come off, but fluoride concentrates. So what I said to them was, how many times you put a pot of water on to make tea, it boils down, but you still throw the tea bag in there. Well, you now have concentrated that amount of fluoride in your water, right? And so... I was saying, if people want more fluoride, the people that want more, just boil your water and get a higher concentration. That's what happens. And that's what was happening. I know. I try to come up with anything that will catch your attention.
Yeah.
But that's what was happening in the city of Dallas 2 years ago. The lake levels were so low that the concentration of the fluoride in the water was extremely high. And that's what I was saying. I was showing how many days we already are over the recommended level.
Well, and
in Dallas
water and the lakes up there, they're now discovering high levels of Prozac, which is another subject. But
that's another subject.
Yeah,
yeah, you're right. But you're right. It's all this stuff our body is trying to deal with, which we shouldn't have to. And then this is a deliberate poisoning of our water, which there's certain things, and you know how you get to almost make slogans for yourself, but we're being medicated. When you said that there's chlorine put in the water, but that's to treat the water.
Right.
And if you, that's a whole other topic on itself, you know, how you can treat the water. But the deal of it is this fluoride is put in the water to treat people, is to treat and medicate for cavities. And there's nothing else that has ever been, you know, put in the water for that reason. And it shouldn't be, because a medication needs to be monitored. How does it affect this person? How does it work with other things that you're taking? And there's no monitoring of this medication, and they're not doctors. They shouldn't be doing it. There's so many. It's countless how many things that you can say why this is a really bad idea.
Well, and
yet it continues because of status quo, and partly because Dr. Connett believes, and I believe too, they don't want to shake their authority. They don't want to say they were wrong. Because, for one thing, you don't know what kind of lawsuits are going to come to. You know, they're just trying to just keep doing the same thing and saying it's safe and effective. And
instead of trying to make it quietly go away, you know, what Johnson and Johnson, now here, you know, this is a little off topic, but this shows you the liability factor. You know,
right.
I mean, when you had babies, when my mother had babies here, what did she do?
Right.
She reached for the Johnson & Johnson talcum powder for the baby's
right.
bottom. Well, it turns out that that's carcinogenic, and they've now set, I think there's $500 million so far that they had to have paid out. Now, if you think about all the people for 50-some years that have been fluoridated and poisoned. And as you've pointed out, that there is a fluoride that's naturally occurring. It's already in the water. They are not adding it, but then they come in with improper monitoring, and then they add more fluoride, and you're getting double. Who knows? It might be even in some cases, if there's a little slip of the measurement or somebody doesn't make their readings correctly, it could be three times higher, maybe even more. Who the hell knows?
Right.
But we know that the doses they're putting in there, the studies have just come out. They've said that, hey, this can affect your baby's IQ, your intelligent quotient of your baby. It could knock 5% right out of their brain right off the bat.
I know.
Wow.
And all that. And that's what Dr. Conant says. When you're comparing possible tooth decay prevention, which isn't even conclusive, okay, to brain damage, you know, I mean, or IQ, you know, I mean, it's like unbelievable. That's where he believes this study is really going to be a game changer.
Well,
everything else, when you talk about different things, but this is pretty, this is, and plus it was the U.S. involved in the study. So it's harder for them to poo-poo it. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, and you want to prevent cavities, folks? A dentist will tell you that you brush regularly and you floss. You do that at least twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
At least. You're worried about cavities? Keep your teeth brushed. And you know what?
It's hygiene and diet.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Wes in Idaho. Thanks for holding, Wes.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I might have a little bit to offer here about tooth decay. And the reason I know a little bit about this, vitamin K2 directs calcium to the bones and the teeth where it belongs. And we're kind of lacking some in our diet because we've gotten away from butter and cheese, eggs that have
not me. That's heavy on my diet list.
Well, you know, I heard you, John, saying that you got to floss and brush your teeth. Well, a guy named Weston Price was a dentist, and in 1930 through 1940, he traveled the world. He wanted to find out what caused tooth decay. He was suspicious that the modern Western diet increased both tooth decay and crooked teeth, the need for braces. And one of the best people he found was Eskimos. They don't brush their teeth. They don't floss their teeth. They do not have any tooth decay. Not only that, what really amazing, if you look in Weston Price's book, he'll show you pictures of people with perfect teeth. They're still eating their ancient diet. And as soon as they started eating the modern Western diet, it's tragic to see these pictures. All of a sudden, their teeth growing crooked, needing braces. You know, the point I'm trying to get across, though, is this Weston Price, you know, the diet is very important. In fact, here I want to point out another. Denise Menger, she, at about age 10, she became a vegan. And then at about age 16, she went in to the dentist and found she had about 15 tooth decays. And the thing is, a vegan diet doesn't provide any of this vitamin K2 that is needed. And another thing, this modern Western diet, we have changed over from feeding our cattle grass, which is what they're supposed to eat, and from that going to corn and oats, we've lost a lot of this vitamin K2 that is naturally in the cattle. That I wanted to provide, like I said, vitamin K2. It directs calcium to the bones.
K2 or K12?
K2. Now, this is, you know, I read a book many years ago. I corrected some of the typo errors. I got Dr. Kate Marie Blue onto the RBN as a guest, Deanna Spingola, years ago. Hmm. The point is, this book that she wrote, Dr. Kate Ram Blue, about vitamin K2, has got to be one of the best books. Back at the 1930, Weston Price, he called it Activator X, because at that time, in 1930, they did not know of vitamin K2. Is years later it was determined that what Weston Price had found.
Hey, Wes. In this country, up until 1912, you could literally buy heroin across the counter. All right, Wes, I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yes, I do too. That's wonderful.
By the way, the guy that sent me the email that this morning that made me respond to you, David, he just sent me an email. He says, great program. John, I had a feeling about Regina here on the air. And she's special, isn't she? Great program today. And I thank you.
That's sweet.
I thank you for that, David. Rhonda in Missouri. Hello, Rhonda.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
Hi, Regina. Good. How are you?
Hi, Rhonda.
Hi. I just wanted to say that if our government doesn't kill us with our water, like you and I were both, and I'm sure many others out there, are familiar with fluoride in the water. So you go and you get yourself a nice water filtration system that takes all the garbage out. Well, if they don't kill you like that, guess how they will? They will kill you with fluoride-based antibiotics. They did that with my mom. They gave her Levaquin.
You're right.
There's multiple fluoride-based. And you guys were talking, the reason I called is I heard you talking about organ failure, and John, you didn't seem so sure if you were right about that, but absolutely, it causes organ failure, and it's very sad to watch, because in the process of that person dying, they're coherent. You can go, what's wrong with you? I don't know, is something wrong? And then they're dead.
Aww.
So, it's very it's very delayed side effects, all that good stuff, but yeah, that's what they do. They'll sneak it in everywhere.
A lot of a lot of the antibiotics. You're right; they're fluoride based, and I'm so sorry. That's very very sad.
That's all right, because I mean I haven't had time
it's
to do
criminal.
It yet.
It
is criminal, and you know what? I look at it like murder, and the doctor that did it. I'm waiting on the records. I mean, there is no statute of limitations for murder. It happened on March 7th this year, but yes, the fluoride based. Antibiotics
Levaquin.
That everybody should stay away from are Cipro, Levaquin, Avalox. Those are the most prescribed ones. So
they are. I mean, they're expensive.
Yeah.
They're making a lot of money
And they absolutely there was three reasons why she shouldn't have had it, and he gave it to her anyway. You just have to ask questions, and I listened to what's your guest on the weekend there, John? What's her name? That does In Defense of Humanity. Her name's escaping.
Yeah, Al Whitney.
Yeah, she's excellent. She talks about all that, and she's very very thorough on the issues and, you know, what rights you have, what rights you don't have when you go to your doctor. Well, as long as you have somebody that has your back, that goes with you, and we do, and we did, and this one snuck in the back door, and, you know, we didn't know what was going on, and it took about, she got it December 29th, and she was dead on March 7th, so, but, you know, you go, what's wrong with you? The sad part is you're like, what's wrong with you, Mom? What's wrong? And she goes, I don't know, is something wrong? And you're like, I guess not. She wasn't in any pain or anything.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know, the next one.
Sorry to hear that, Rhonda, but we got to go to break here.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Bye, Rhonda.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks
thank
a lot.
Thank you for calling in.
Uh-huh. We'll be right back.
Came and took it all away. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We are back. I was just sending a couple of stories over here to Michael. John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Good evening, my friend.
How you doing?
I just turned on your... I'm doing great, and I hope you are too, but I just turned on your show. I don't always get to hear it, but there's a town in Texas where all of this began, this fluoride study. It's Hefford, Texas, which is a little bit southwest of... Amarillo, and an old-timer friend of mine up here who's long gone.
What city is it again? I didn't quite get that.
It's Hereford, H-E-R-E-F-O-R-D.
Okay.
It's just southwest of, but this how I learned about this was from him when he told me they didn't have any cavities in their town. And so they did a study, and this is like in the early 50s, and this is in a book written about Dr. Richard Ulrey, who's a doctor up here. It was written by Charles Walters, who started Acres USA magazine down in Austin there. And my friend told me that that they had a lot of fluoride in the water. Well, and then 8 or 10 years later, this book came out by Charles Walters, and it was all about Dr. Ulrey up here, who is a chiropractor, a physicist, and other things, very, very well educated. But he, in the book... The first chapter is all about fluoride, the history of fluoride. And when they found out in this town that it was, there's a high concentration in the soil, along with, I believe it was magnesium and phosphorus. And the water, or fluoride, water soluble, that these people in their diet weren't getting the fluoride. They were getting the calcium and the phosphorus, which kept their teeth from rotting. And the dentist there just pretty much run out of business because he wasn't having any patients. So if you can locate this book on Amazon or from Dr. Ulrey's website, you'll really enjoy the study that it was done, because Prozac is fluoride-based, and all your nonstick pans are fluoride. Dental floss, most of it's fluoride.
Wow.
Coated.
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
I thought it was just I thought it was a string with a little bit of wax on it.
Well, I found this out because he's really good friends with Dr. Brownstein, the iodine doctor out in Bloomfield Hills here. But you can get non-fluoridated dental floss.
You can.
The story is, there was a colonel. They were going to try putting it in the water. And this all came from the trials in Europe about the using it in the concentration camps. And they were going to try it on all the military bases here in this country in the early 50s to see how the reaction would be. And then one of the officers that was going to expose it ended up falling out of a window. The story is fabulous.
By the way, you have a sister that's been involved with a particular subject matter for how many years now, John?
Almost 40. Vaccines.
Does the name Regina Mary Toko ring a bell with you?
Oh, yes. I know her.
Is that
your sister?
That is, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
She's beautiful, and she's smart, and she's wonderful, and she's such a good advocate. And what a beautiful family you have. Great. Wow, that's really amazing.
Yeah.
Yes,
well,
I admire that
doctor,
lady a lot.
What was your name, please?
My name is Regina. Regina.
Okay,
Regina
Ambergia. Great. Well, Dr. Ulrey knows Mary, too. They consult. And Dr. Richards is up here in northern Michigan. And his website, if you want to check it out and look at his book about this, it's called Minerals for the Genetic Code is the book. But the whole first, it sort of answered all my questions and became sort of my medical Bible when I got it in 2008, because this old Matt Timer told me this back in the mid-90s about Hefford, Texas, and then it was in the book, and I just said, oh, the answer's here. But the story is disgusting because of how it was introduced to our populace. His website is eMineral.info. That's letter E and then mineral.info.
All right.
I'm gonna get it.
All right. Well, John,
John, he'd be a great guest for you. He's so knowledgeable and so sharp. He says he said when I told him about the chemtrail or aerosol spraying back in the around
John,
that time.
John, do me a favor. Shoot me an email with the contact information, the website. Otherwise, I will forget.
Okay, eMineral.info, folks.
All righty. Thanks, John.
Eminal.info. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Very interesting.
We know a lot of people, Regina.
Yes, wow.
All right.
And the fact that I'm sorry, you're going to break, aren't
you? Yes, okay. We are. Okay, everybody hang on. We'll be right back.
No reason to get excited.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If you would like to send Regina an email, here is her email. It's regina.imbergia. I'll spell that. R-E-G-I-N-A dot I-M-B-U-R-G-I-A at gmail.com. And if you want to get her attention, dealing with a fluoridation issue, just put in the subject line, dogs, and that'll get her attention. Roxanne.
Right.
Hello, Roxanne.
Good evening.
Hi.
John and Regina.
Hi.
Hi. I've been looking at scientific studies since 97. Okay, but anyway, what happens with the fluoride and the chloramine in the water and the 3,000 other chemicals that they do studies and bury is what happens is the epithelial layers in the stomach, they get corroded, basically. And that causes dysfunction of the mucosa, and that inflames, and then you get malabsorption. And then what we know is that 80% of the neurochemicals are made in our digestive tract. So they know, because if that hydrochloric acid of the stomach is not 8, it has to be a pH of 8. Everything goes haywire. It shuts down the gallbladder area, the digestive tract, the bowel. I mean, they know, and then they don't stop. And I've called, and they, well, you're not a doctor. I said, but I can read scientific papers. You can't. And are they stopping? I don't know. I've tried, but I just get so frustrated sometimes. But that's all
I
got.
What area of the country are you in? Roxanne, what area of the country are you?
Texas.
Did she hang up?
No, she's there.
You're in Texas?
Yes. Are you in Texas?
You're in Texas? Yes. Dallas.
Yes, we've established you're both in Texas. Roxanne, what city are you in?
Houston.
Okay. Just south of you, Regina.
Well, you know what? Your voice still can be heard if you, you know. What I always say is, even though if you're not in Dallas, like you had said in the beginning, John, it would have an effect around the country if Dallas did the right thing.
Absolutely.
So it can help other areas.
And then
I know there's people in Houston that are trying to fight it also, but go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and the observation I'm looking at here is, you know, cities are paying $1 million for this fluoride, and it's so toxic, the companies that have to handle this stuff to try to get rid of it, because guess what they can't do? They can't put this in the water tables, and they can't throw it in a dump. So what do? They process it, sell it to cities to poison us, and they're making money hand over fist. Wow.
Right.
What a racket.
It's a racket. It's a disgusting, terrible. And, you know, you touched on it before when you were talking about, you know, people just being involved. You know, you would think these people have a conscience that sometime it would just, you know, that's what I'm always hoping for.
Yeah.
Of these people on the city council, well, that something will trigger them and think, oh, I just can't do this anymore.
And there comes a point, Regina, that I call it, it's kind of like what happens with an atomic weapon. You can, Roxanne, did she hang up? She shouldn't have.
Aww.
Roxanne, I need you to call back in, dear. Call back in, 800-313-9443. You're never supposed to leave until the host excuses you. but, you know, I'm looking at this, and this is something you can't put in the water tables. You can't throw it in a city dump. You can't dig a hole someplace and just bury it because it is that toxic. But a company can process this stuff, keep up the scam. Cities paying millions of dollars for this stuff to poison us. The studies are now coming forth, funded by the United States government, folks. Let's not forget about this. And now the studies are coming out that, yes, fluoride is damaging to the brain. Oh, boy. This is monumental. And if you up there, my dear, can get Dallas and Dallas County to bounce this poison out of the diets of Americans, that sets a precedent and that gives leverage to everybody else in any other city across this country. It now gives them a tool.
That's what I'm hoping.
All right.
We got to put it all, you know, we got to all try. So if she's even in Texas, Roxanne, you know, call in. I mean, everybody needs to call the Dallas City Council
and give that number again. And what do you want people to do?
Well, I'm figuring target one person instead of trying to call, you know, call Sandy Grayson. She is the chairman. She's a council member and she's a grandmother and she's the chairman of the Quality of Life and Environment Committee.
Wow.
Okay? And so she can make a recommendation. She can make a recommendation to the council that they need to look into this. And what the key thing is they need to prove to us that it's safe and effective. They're spending our money. Even though through the 4 years I keep bringing experts to them to educate them, my new concept is, wait a minute, you're spending my money. You prove to me that it's safe and effective. You prove to me that it's gone through the rigors it's supposed to go through before you put it in the water. And that's what we, you know, how can you be so confident?
Oh, shit.
You know,
I hung up.
I'm sorry. Do you have Roxanne? We shouldn't have done that until I gave you the, because there was a word Billy Bob can't use on the air there. And anyhow, Roxanne, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I didn't say goodbye to you, and you hung up. Oh, you
it,
got...
It went out.
Oh.
It went out.
Oh.
I don't know what happened.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I just wanted to tell you that starting Monday, from Monday through Friday, starting at noon to 1 p.m. Central Time, Pat Slattery is going to have a show.
Okay.
Weren't you the one that suggested him? Oh, that was
no,
Kathleen.
Sir.
Okay, Roxanne, never mind. Bye.
Life, everyone.
Well, anyhow, the word got out. Thank you, Roxanne.
Well, Roxanne, if you're still there, call the city of Dallas.
You
call
didn't give out the number. You didn't give out the number.
All right, I'm going to do it right now. 214-670-4067.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Yep. You did it fast. Do it slower.
I did. Slower. Okay. 214-670-4067.
All right. And you do not have to be living in Dallas proper. You don't have to be living in a suburb. You can give her a call. Her name is Sandy Grayson, and she is the chairman of the what?
Quality of Life and Environment Committee.
Sounds like the right person to talk to.
Totally.
And, well, you know what I have is also.
What Roxanne?
Well, here in Houston, we get people on city council that are called the Sierra Club folks.
The what?
They're the ones that, the Sierra Club.
Oh, okay.
And they're the ones that, you know, when you try to say to the local city council types, well, enough is enough, as Regina is pointing out. But these Sierra folks are on a mission. And I hope everybody calls our Houston people, too, because we got 6 million people that are getting poisoned.
Well, and there was a little hurricane that kind of passed through there as well, and you're getting toxified all over the place anyhow.
Yes, sir. Have a good night. I'll let you get back to your other callers.
Thank you, Roxanne. I appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. All right.
Bye, Roxanne.
Yeah. Again, that number, the lady's name, Sandy Grayson. The number is 214-670-4067. Let me go to, what is this? Another website. Tom in Philadelphia. Hello, Tom.
Yeah. I can definitely vouch for John's breakfast habits because he makes one heck of a breakfast.
Yeah. Complete with real butter, real farm fresh eggs, not this phony stuff. Not the chickens that are kept in little cages and just they lay their little butts off. No. And fed speed to do it, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah. For your host, my wife had thyroid cancer, and we could never figure out why or how she got it. And although she lived in quite a few cities, her father was Air Force, and she traveled around as a kid, and I have to assume they all had city water, so she was probably inundated with fluoride. But when they took her thyroid out, they thought it was calcified, but they weren't sure. Would fluoride do something like that, make the thyroid all hard and stone-like?
Exactly. Yep. That's even before I heard your story, that's exactly what happened. It calcifies many parts of the body, especially the thyroid. And that's so sad because it's so criminal again because they don't need to be adding this to the water, and they are.
Yeah.
For convenience and money. I'm so sorry
She had papillary and follicular cancer, as they call it. She had the good cancer. I don't know how they put a label like that on it.
Well, and when I said to Regina, remember Aaron Russo? What did he die of? He died of pancreatic cancer. And I'm wondering, because there is a common denominator out there with a lot of people across this country, and it's been going on for a number of years. Now, we know the human body. We know that they've burned out all the minerals and the vitamins as long as they're making produce that looks pretty, you know, that looks like it's, you know, good for you, the fruits and the vegetables. They're devoid of the proper minerals and vitamins, but it looks good. But they're burning them out with what? The very same fertilizer and the process that they're getting this fluoride and then turning around and selling it to cities to poison people in mass. I'm just blown away of the crooked people that are making money hand over fist, ruining people's health and their lives.
And the boldness, it's just so bold. And, you know, Luke was one of your first callers, and he talked about Howard Garrett, the dirt doctor.
Yeah.
And Howard Garrett, you know, is involved with this. He's always talked against fluoridation. And, you know, he has a short show that's on. And when you go on the website, the 3 minutes, conversation he had with the council is right there. He did an excellent job. So,
as a matter of fact, I'll tell you what, is that the, where is that on the website? Here it is right here. Here, I just found it. Mike, do me a favor. This is only 3.5 minutes. This, Mike? No. It's open? Well, you got to tell me the pot's open. Don't look away from me. I cannot read your mind under all that hair. That's what's blocking it. let me play the YouTube if it comes up here.
I'll let you go, John.
By the way, I can't.
Hello, my name is Paul.
Okay, Tom. He's gone.
Hello, my name is.
I was just going to tell him he's got to fix my computer remotely here because I'm getting certificate errors. But here is Paul Connett, and he's reacting to the NIH fluoride in a utero study.
Paul Connett, former professor of chemistry and former director of the Fluoride Action Network. We have a major study that's been published today in Environmental Health Perspectives, one of the world's leading journals on environmental health, and a publication of the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. The study was a study of in utero effects of fluoride on the brain. It's a study from Mexico. It took 12 years to complete, a very thorough study with many and all the confounders that they could think of, and they found a statistically significant relationship between the amount of fluoride in the urine of pregnant mothers and lowered IQ. This vindicates our work since 2000. In fact, since 1996, my major concern has been the effect of fluoride on the brain. In 1996, we had the first two studies on this published in the English literature. But before then, from 1991, studies from China, a variety of studies from China, which have indicated that in communities with higher levels of fluoride, children have lowered IQ. It's always been a question of whether that was exposure to fluoride during pregnancy in utero or whether the exposure was in the early years of childhood. This study points to in utero exposure. This should spell the end of fluoridation worldwide. How can you possibly continue to expose millions of pregnant women and children to a known neurotoxic substance? Now we know that there's a relationship between how much fluoride a woman is exposed to in pregnancy and the IQ of the children that are born. This is totally unacceptable. There is no way we can control the amount of fluoride that a pregnant woman in the United States, or any fluoridated country for that matter, if you continue to put fluoride in the water. We can reduce the impact by getting rid of water fluoridation, the deliberate addition of fluoride into the water. But we still have to worry about the amount of fluoride that a pregnant woman gets from toothpaste, fluoridated toothpaste, and how much fluoride she gets from fluoridated pesticides and fertilizers, and some in natural food like teas. And I'll say it just one more time. How on earth can any government justify lowering tooth decay by a small amount, or even a large amount, but in this case, by a very small amount, maybe one cavity over a lifetime, if indeed you are impacting the mental development of our children from the very beginning of life? This is totally unacceptable. It must spell the end of fluoridation worldwide.
Now, this was the presentation that was given to the Dallas Council?
Nope, this is brand new. This is his reaction to the new study. That was, he just did that a couple weeks ago, you know.
Wow.
Well, he did it on the 20th. No, this is the Polk on it that came. He is amazing. And he spoke to the city council, and if the people look through the website or if they Google it, Paul Connett in Dallas, I think it was June 10th or something.
Now, you know what's amazing? I just played that. That's on YouTube. Now, I just played that. Now, you know how many views that has gotten since September 19th? Only 1,147. And I've heard the complaints of at least that many people in 6 months' time on this network complaining about the fluoride. But yet here is a doctor in good standing, comes out with this information, and we only get 1,100 views. What in the hell?
It's squashed. It's always, you know, I mean, it's like even these studies come out. I mean, it's out for one day and then nothing. You know, Newsweek wrote an article about it. But, you know, do you hear it talked about anywhere?
No.
I mean, it's...
Ralph Nader talked about fluoridation.
Yep.
Dr. Griffin Cole.
He's from Austin? Austin, I think.
Wow. By the way, I had a caller call in. Down in Austin, there's Laura Presley, PhD. Do you know who?
Yeah.
You know who she is?
I love her. Oh, she's fabulous. She ran for city council down there, and they cheated her out of her winning the election.
No, they'd never fix votes.
She has the proof. She has the ticker tape, and she actually put a lawsuit forward that is actually moving up the chain of how the court systems go.
And she's
winning.
And if you want to know her, if you want to know her website, folks, that's fluoridefreeaustin.com. Laura Presley.
And that was her topic because she's a doctor. I mean, she did a wonderful job of explaining all this. We have her on video and everything, too.
Wow.
There's been a lot of really good people that have made the subject very clear with all the documentation. And the city council will drink their coffee, look down, look away.
Yep.
And when it comes to voting, they do the wrong thing.
I have been to a few of the Austin City Council, and I know exactly of what you speak. An arrogant lot. Tom in Tennessee. Hello, Tom.
Hey. Good evening. I was enjoying your conversation here for the last several minutes until I chime in here. I was doing so because I was just having this thinking about this little piece of paper, a couple of them stapled on my desk here that I got at the city hall that gives out the water report,
uh-huh.
Water quality report. And it's got about 12 things on the regulated contaminants list, and one of them is, of course, fluoride. And parts per million, four. But in the likely source of contamination for the description, it says erosion of natural deposits, water additive which promotes strong teeth, discharge from fertilizer, and aluminum factories. So I found that the only category out of the 12 or 13 here that suggested that this contaminant would promote something, you know, for strong teeth or whatever. No other one says anything about it being, you know, doing a contaminant being good for you. So, part of a larger problem, they coming at us from all sides and all directions. But this is something that I haven't used fluoride for probably 10 years, and get distilled water and put my own few little things in there.
Yeah.
Hate taking a shower with that stuff on me, but until such time you could make arrangements to do otherwise, I had to wait on that. So we're getting hit. You know, I've gone around with dentists and all this, and found out from my own firsthand experience about 13 or so years ago when I stopped using fluoride toothpaste for about a year. I've got this other kind without fluoride, mm-hmm. and learned quick, well, within about a year, I went to the dentist, and my teeth were very sensitive, and got more likely to get cavities, and he says, what's going on? I said, well, do you eat much sugar? No, really. A little honey in my coffee. How much? A couple tablespoons. And he, lights up, wow. I said, okay, well, I'll cut back to one then. So, but anyway.
Okay, but Tom, I'm missing the point. You developed sensitive teeth after you stopped the fluoride toothpaste, and then we went into the honey at the coffee, and I missed the point on that.
Okay, well, I'm not finished. I was just saying that perhaps that was causing the decay faster. Well, I started using fluoride again to make a change, to see. And sure enough, right away, within days, a week or two, my teeth weren't sensitive anymore. I couldn't even have them cleaned. It hurt so bad.
Wow.
And that proved to me right there it was the fluoride.
Regina, have you ever heard that?
No. I don't believe fluoride has the characteristic of making your teeth sensitive, less sensitive, or more sensitive, I don't know if maybe he's correlating it to that, and there might have been something different.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I understand. Thanks for your call, Tom. Well, Regina, this has been a fast 2 hours.
Hasn't it? Yes.
And,
I can't believe it.
And I'll tell you what. When I get some time, I'm still sweating the bills and still scrambling around trying to pick up pennies to pay for this network. I want to remind you people out there that we do accept donations, and I'm 2 months down on the critical bills on this network. So you want to keep hearing the good information, ante up a few dollars here. You can call the network at 800-724-2719, hit extension 3, talk to Mikey here. He's bored. He'd be happy to take your donations. Or go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. At the top of the page, donate. That'll take you to a PayPal page. You don't have to be a member of PayPal, and you can use any credit card up there you so choose. Please do it, or our address is on there as well. Let me give the address real quick before I close out here with Regina. It is RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And I need to get the network a few bills paid here, and I'm going to go to my city council here in Round Rock, Regina.
Good man.
And
okay.
I am going to use the information on your website. I'm going to see how many callous folks that we think it's a good idea to poison people here in Central Texas. All right, your website again, dogsagainstfluoridation.com. Her phone number, folks, is on the website if you need to contact her, as well as her email. But put in the subject line, dogs. I'm sure she gets a lot of emails. That'll get her attention. Regina, thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much.
And
I'm going to support you in your radio station there, and I look forward to listening to more of your episodes. I'm glad that we got connected.
Well, and I'm also going to get a hold of John B. Wells, and I'm going to have him on the air before October 11th with you.
Great.
Okay?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
All righty, dear. Thank you so much.
Okay. You have a good day, and thank you so much for everything.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Folks, we got to go. We're out of here. See you Monday.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds,
up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.